Parashat Vayera. So before we get into nitty gritty, let's just learn a little chumash. Some pashut pshat. Let's learn a little chumash. Read some sukkim and try to understand them. The parasha begins, Vayera elav Hashem be'elone mamre. So Hashem appeared to Abraham. Hashem appeared to him in elone mamre. V'u yoshev petach ha'oel k'chom hayom. And Abraham was sitting by the opening of the tent at the heat of the day. Hottest moment of the day. We know Abraham was looking out for guests. Abraham was a big gomel chesed. He was a person who did a lot of kindness, a lot of gemilut chasadim. He was known for his achnasat orchim, for bringing in guests into his home. And on the third day, the toughest day, third day after his brit milah, which is the most painful day, despite all the pain, he was standing outside and waiting for guests. Next pasuk, Vayisayna Vayar, and he lifted his eyes and he saw Vayinesh Shalosha Anashim, he saw three people, Nitzavim Alav, Vayar, Vayar, Tzlikvatam, Petach Ha'oel, Vayishtachu Arza, he said, Ah, Baruch Hashem, three people are coming my way, I could finally do some Haknasat Orchim. Baruch Hashem, he was so happy. Next pasuk, Vayomar, he said, Adonai, Imna Matzati Chen Be'enecha, Alna Tavor Me'alavdecha. Okay, so this is a pasuk that's a little confusing. So he said, who's he talking to? Vayomar, Adonai, Imna Matzati Chen Be'enecha, my master, that literally means my master, if I found favor in your eyes, Alna Tavor Me'alavdecha, don't pass by your servant. Your servant is referring to himself, saying, don't pass by, please come in, don't just pass by my tent. So who's he talking to? The three people. Yeah. So he's talking to the three people, the three malachim, right? Let's see Rashi. Legadol shebehem amar. So again, he's talking to the three people. He's talking to the three malachim. Legadol shebehem. So Rashi is coming to answer a question, an implied question, why it says Adonai. Adonai means my master in singular. Right? If there are three people, why is he talking to one person? So Rashi says, Legadol shebehem amar. He's talking to the most important, the most chashuv one out of all three of them. V'karam kulam adonim v'lagadol amar al natavor. He said, he was referring to all of them. When he said, Adonai imna masadichen benecha al natavor ma'avdecha, when he said, don't pass by, don't just pass by my tent, he was really talking to all of them. V'kivan shelo yavor hu, v'kivan shelo yavor hu, yamdu chaberav imo, v'lashon zehu chol. So basically, long story short, according to this Pshat and Rashi, the word Adonai, is it really referring to Hashem? Like, very often it does? No. It's referring to my master, basically the three guests that were passing by. Sorry? Adonai means my master. I guess Adonai means master. Or maybe Adonai means my master also, because it's with the yud at the end. I don't know. Okay, good point. I don't know.
It's the plural form.
Adonim. Rashi uses that word over here. Adonim. Vekaram kulam adonim. Adonim would be plural.
Well, that wouldn't mean mine.
Adonim.
Yeah, but that wouldn't mean mine.
Adonim means plural. Yes. Okay. Very good. But now again, according to Rashi, it's a little unclear, because although Rashi says he's talking to three people, but what does the pasuk say? Adonai, one person. So the Aruch Haim HaKadosh doesn't like this pshat in Rashi, and he offers another pshat. This is a beautiful, beautiful pshat. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh says he wasn't talking to three people. He's talking to one person. He's talking to one of them. Why was he only greeting one of the guests? Why not the other two? So Aruch Haim HaKadosh says because it's known that the three malachim came and they had three separate missions, right? So one malach, Raphael, came to heal Abraham. One malach, Michael, came to tell over the news that Sarah and Abraham, they're going to have a child in 1 year. The other malach, Gabriel, what did he come to do? Destroy Sodom. But that wasn't to take place in... He didn't have to come into Abraham's tent, right? He didn't belong over here. The other two malachim belong there. Right? Their jobs, their missions was to go to Avraham and Sarah and either to heal Avraham or to inform them that they're going to have a kid. But Gabriel's job, Gabriel's mission was not over here. It wasn't in this particular area. So Avraham understood that. And he understood that the first two angels, they were coming here for a reason. They were coming here with a mission. There wasn't a need to go and greet them. They felt comfortable. They felt like they belonged already. The third one, he felt that, oh, maybe this one doesn't belong over here. He doesn't feel comfortable over here. Let me go and make him feel a little more comfortable. Let me go and invite him into my house. Make him feel comfortable, greet him, show him the respect. Rabbatai, it's a tremendous lesson from the Sar Chaim HaKadosh. Tremendous lesson. Sometimes there are people that feel comfortable coming over to your house, hanging out with you, spending time with you, going out to lunch with you. And sometimes they bring along a friend. This is just a specific, specific scenario. There are many scenarios like this. They bring along a friend that doesn't really belong over there. He just happens to be passing by, and they may not feel as comfortable as your very good friend does. Go out of your way and try to make him feel comfortable, like Avraham Avinu did over here. So that's just parenthetical. Just a very, very important lesson to learn from Avraham Avinu, to learn from the Avot's actions, how to live life. This is food. This Sefer Bereshit is mamash. It's food, it's drink, it's oxygen. We live our lives based on the actions of the Avot HaKadoshim. This is Avraham Avinu displaying kindness at its best, displaying Gemilut Chasadim at its finest. Okay. That's one pshat in Rashi. That's one pshat in Rashi, and what in the explanation of the Pasuk, who Avraham was referring to. He was speaking to who? To the angels. Whether according to the Aruch Haim HaKadosh it's to one angel, according to Rashi he's speaking to all three angels, but basically he's speaking to the angels. Now let's get a little into the parasha. So Rashi gives another pshat, mind-boggling pshat, based on a Gemara. Rashi continues, Davar Acher Kodeshu. Davar Acher, another pshat in the pasuk, Kodeshu, the word Aleph Dal Nun Yud, it's referring to Hashem, it's holy, it's a holy name. It's not referring to Adonai, my master, it's referring to Hashem's name, Adnut. V'haya omer l'kadosh baruch hu lehantin lo, he told Hashem, Hashem came to visit him, right? In the first pasuk we explained that Hashem came to visit Avraham. V'yira elav Hashem. He told Hashem, Hashem, it's been nice, just do me a favor. Hang in there for a couple of minutes. Ad sheyarutz v'yikanes taruchim, v'yachnis taruchim. Chill out here, make yourself comfortable, sit on the couch. I'll get you a beer or something. But I have to go and take care of something. I have to go and greet these guests over here. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing, Avraham. Again, another big lesson to learn from Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says, based on this, Amar Yudah Marav, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Kuf Chavzayin Amud Aleph. Amar Yudah Marav, Gedolah Hachnasat Orchin Me'akbalat Pnei Hashchina. What do we see from here? Hachnasat Orchin, bringing guests into your home, is greater than receiving the Shechina, the holy presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayomar, and Avram said, Hashem, Hashem, if I found favor in your eyes, don't pass by, don't leave. Stay right here, don't leave. Stay here, let me go and bring these guests into my home. Let me go and do the mitzvah. So we see from here, this Gemara, the Gemara learns out that receiving guests, bringing the guests into your home, is on a higher level than receiving Pnei Ashchina, Hashem's holy presence. Amazing, right? Next time you second guess about inviting someone over for lunch, someone who doesn't have a meal or something like that, just keep this Gemara in mind. Keep this Gemara in mind. Yeah.
Whenever we're at the Chogir of Golduk's house, he always makes a point to, when someone walks in, like to give food to them, and he mentioned this. This is the reason why he does that. Whenever he walks, people walk in, like he always gives them the food.
Yeah. Right. Huh? He also has this line.
This is the reason why he said it.
Sanochim Achvalat Pnei Hashchina. Famous Gemara. Famous Gemara.
Just to do that.
You know what? Also, he's making the person feel comfortable. Exactly. Like you said, he's making the person might feel a little uncomfortable coming to someone's home that doesn't belong to him. He's not his friend. It's not his boy. It's not his friend's apartment. And he takes time out to make him feel. That's exactly it. Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. So, guys, there are a few problems with this Gemara, this Rashi, this Gemara. So Hashem, Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, "Don't leave. Stay right here. Let me go and do Achnasat Orchim." Isn't Hashem everywhere? We all know the song. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. He's everywhere. So what does that mean? You know, Hashem, stay right here, don't leave. I'm going to go over there for a second, and I'll come back. Hashem is everywhere. Ashkenaz is everywhere. Question number one. Question number two. Who knows where the word mitzvah comes from? Also,
oh, it's from a Torah commandment. They don't have the Torah now.
Okay. Also.
Maybe that's the question I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that's the question. Meaning, like, how can there be a mitzvah here if there is no Torah given yet?
How is there no mitzvah? What do you mean?
How is there a mitzvah to do bikkurim, whatever? There's no Torah given.
Well, we know Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah. That's the Gemara says that. Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah. So mitzvah bali atcha al tachmitzena. Right. It's another Gemara. Yeah.
But it says the word tzav. It means you have to do it quickly.
Like
you have to do it now, zealously.
Okay, interesting. So that's why we should do mitzvot very quickly. Don't wait. Okay. So Rabbatai, the Sfarim say that the word mitzvah comes from the word tzavta. Tzavta means a connection. It means to be mekushar. It means to be tied. Tzadi, vav, taf, hey, I think. Tzavta. It means to be tied. It means to be tied down. It means to be connected. What's the pshat? Because the whole purpose of mitzvot is to build dvekut in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are tools that Hashem gave us in order to connect to Him. There are tools that Hashem gave us on this world in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to come closer to Him, are the mitzvot. That's the toolbox that Hashem gave us on this world. In a world where it's very hard to feel Hashem's presence, the Shekhinah is in the Galut, we don't feel it, it's here, we don't feel it, we might not experience it on a daily basis. However, Hashem gave us these tools, these actions to do, in order to come close to Him. That's Tzavta. Tzavta means to be connected to. So if the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to be connected to Hashem, is to be davuk in Hashem, and Avraham Avinu is hanging out with the Shekhinah itself, why would Avraham Avinu leave the Shekhinah to go and do a mitzvah? The whole purpose of a mitzvah to be connected to Hashem. He's already connected to Hashem. But he's with the Shekhinah already. That's the whole purpose of a mitzvah. But he's there. How much closer? He's there already. Hakbalat Pnei Shekhinah. Hashem came to visit him. Derech Agav, this is one of the sources that are brought down for Bikur Cholim, that Hashem came to visit Avraham. Right? We see Bikur Cholim in the Torah. But regardless, what does that mean? It defeats the whole purpose of a mitzvah is to get close to Hashem. You're already close to Hashem. Question number three. There's a mind-boggling Zohar Kadosh. Not that I learned Zohar in my free time, but only because this Zohar was quoted in a few Sfarim. The Moray Naim, the Kedushat Levi, quote this Zohar Kadosh. Mind-boggling Zohar. And the Zohar says that when it says in the Pasuk, Vayisa enav vayar vihine shelosha anashim, when Avraham Avinu lifted his eyes and he saw three people, what does the Zohar Kadosh say? It's over there, it's on your sheet. Man inun shelosha anashim. Who are these three people? Ilem, Avraham, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov. Exactly. That look on your face sums it up. These three people that Avraham Avinu saw coming towards him were none other than who? Himself, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. What the heck does that mean? What does that mean? Zohar Kadosh. Right? So the Kedushat Levi, it's found in the Levi, it's of Barditchov. He brings this down and he gives a nice answer. The Moranaim brings this down, he gives a nice answer. Bezal Hashem, we're going to offer our own answer tonight. So we're going to answer these three questions. A. Hashem is everywhere. Why is he leaving the Shekhinah? What does that mean? He's leaving the Shekhinah to go and do a mitzvah. The Shekhinah is there also. B. The whole purpose of a mitzvah is to go be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is Hashem leaving this dvekut in Hashem to go and do a mitzvah? He already has a dvekut. And C. The Zohar HaKadosh. What does that mean? That the three people that came towards him were Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. All right? Clear? Was he accomplishing a mitzvah? Maybe not. Let's say not. Let's say he wasn't. But let's say he wasn't doing a mitzvah. Right. Okay. So Rabotai, at some points in life, the very big yesod, at some points in life, Hashem gives you a personal visit, knocks on your door and he visits you personally. Because when it says in the beginning of the parasha, Vayera Elav Hashem, and Hashem appeared before him, why doesn't it say, the Moronai points out, why doesn't it say, Vayera Elav Avraham? He appeared before Avraham. It says, Vayera Elav, to him. Who's him? So Moronai says, we see from here, that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this visit that Hashem made to Avraham, can really happen to every single Jew. Not only to Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes comes to visit a Jew. Sometimes he comes to visit, he comes to knock on your door. What does that mean, knocks on your door? He reveals himself in a clear way, and he causes that you really feel him in your life, and you feel his connection, your connection to him. You feel the dvekut, you feel the motivation to get up and do a mitzvah. You have that feeling that Hashem is standing right next to you when you go and put on tefillin in the morning, and you're extremely motivated and extremely inspired to do the mitzvah. That's what it means that Hashem's Shekhinah appears before you. Hashem's Shekhinah knocks and knocks on your door, comes to visit you. Sometimes he offers you that inspiration, that clarity in life, that I'm here. I'm right here next to you. And when that's the case, the mitzvot that you do are done on a much higher level. They're done with so much fire, with so much motivation, so much drive. The mitzvah is not empty, it's full. It has life to it. So explains the Moronaim. We got to see this inside. I have to see this inside. We're going to go through it a little quickly. Explains the Moronaim. With that said, let's go into the Moronaim. The Moronaim, Parashat Vayera. You guys see it? You have it over there? The Moronaim. You have to see this. This is something, it's a big yesod in life. Big yesod in life. It says, Acha Emet. I'm going a little quickly because we've got to end soon. Acha Emet Hu, Kach. The truth is like this. The asiyat mitzvah hu aikar alide bechinat kabbalat pnei ha-shechina shehu advekut milashon tzavta. The ikar, the main way, the best way, the ideal way to do a mitzvah is with this kabbalat pnei ha-shechina, with this receiving greeting of the Shekhinah itself, with this feeling of dvekut in Hashem. Because mitzvah is milashon tzavta, which means connection. Kedemashma milashon mitzvah. As it says in Pirkei Avot, Kmo shamar b'Avot, sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah. That the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So there are many different explanations to that Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. But according to this, the reward for doing a mitzvah is what? Mitzvah. What does mitzvah mean? Connection. Being davuk in Hashem. What you accomplish when you do a mitzvah is that you're one step ahead of where you were before. You're one step closer to Hashem. You're more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because mitzvah is tzavta, connection. So schar mitzvah, the schar, the reward of doing a mitzvah, of doing the action of mitzvah, of taking that tool that Hashem gave you and using it, the reward for that is mitzvah, is tzavta, is feeling connected to Hashem. Sheikar schar min ha-mitzvah, hu ha-mitzvah, shu ha-dvekut, ha-eloki, ve-ha-ta'anug ha-ruchani, she-besayat mitzvah, shu b'chinat kabbalat p'nei ha-shechina. That the main reward for mitzvah is feeling more connected to Hashem. Kilule zot is very important, guys. Kilule zot, without this feeling of connection to Hashem, and dvekut, nikra mitzvah berekniya. The mitzvah is considered empty. It's an empty mitzvah. Shehu b'li chiyut u'neshama. The mitzvah lacks a neshama. Ve'enu rak guf ha-mitzvah. Kanoda. And it's only left as a goof. We know that not only our being has a goof and a neshama, but a mitzvah also has a goof and a neshama. The goof is the action, the outside, the on the surface part of it. And the neshama is the drive, the desire, the inspiration that comes along with the mitzvah itself. So when you do a mitzvah without that feeling of dveku to Hashem, of connection to Hashem, of closeness to Hashem, it's like there's a goof without the neshama. Ve'no nikra mitzvah rak al yedei atshuka v'advekut chelak alokai hashochen betocho al hashorosh baruch hu im kol chelkei Yisrael kanoda. The whole reason why it's called a mitzvah is because it's supposed to be done with chiyut. It's supposed to be done with dvekut. So guys, skip two lines. Al natavor me'al avdecha v'gomer. So he explains the pasuk like this. This is how he explains the pasuk. So Abraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't leave, stay right here while I go to do the mitzvah of Hachnasat Orchim. What does that mean on a deep level? Ki hu haya osek bekabalat penei Hashchina, bevadai. Ki mefurash bepasuk vayera alav Hashem. Abraham Avinu was being osek, he was busy with hakbalat penei Hashchina, he's busy with having this feeling of dvekut in Hashem, of feeling connected to Hashem, of feeling this fire, this burning desire to come close to Hashem. He was busy. He's busying himself with that. Uva'et shera'et aruchim. The second that he saw the guests, bikesh miito yitbarach shemo. He asked of Hashem. He said, Hashem, shegam sham kishelech lekayem achnasat aruchim. Also there, when I leave and I go to do the mitzvah of achnasat aruchim, lo ta'avor me'alavdecha. Don't leave me. Stay with me. Don't leave me. Vegam sham eyed davuk b'cha. I want to feel that connection to you, that dvekut in you, that fire, also there when I do the mitzvah. Shelo ye mitzvah berekniyachas v'shalom. I don't want that mitzvah of achnasat orchim to be empty without a neshama. I don't want it to be a goof without a neshama. V'rak shetiye madi gam sham shekayem mitzvah b'dvekut shubichnat kablat pnei hashchina. So what Avraham Avinu was saying, not the Shechina, you know, stay right here. I'll be right back. I'm going to go and take care of something, and I'll be right back with you after these messages. No. Hashem was saying, stay here within me, stay inside of me while I go to do another mitzvah. I want that dvekut to be with me at all times. I want to do mitzvot with dvekut, with fire, with ratzon, with a desire. Because that's the only way to be mekayim a mitzvah, with the neshama also. The goof also with the neshama. So that answers the question, the two questions. Yeah, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly here. You're right. That's not what's going on over here. Avraham Avinu, what he was telling Hashem, come with me wherever I go. Don't leave. Now that I'm going to do a mitzvah, I want to have that feeling of kabbalat penei Shechina inside of me while I do that mitzvah also. And that's what it means when he told him, don't leave. Stay right here, stay with me. For Avraham Avinu it was easy. Once he clarified, how did Avraham Avinu reach this dvekut, reach this inspiration? Once he clarified what the Ratzon Hashem is, once he clarified what Hashem wants of him, and he felt that within him, then what? Then he understood, this is what Hashem wants from me, I'm going to go do it. And he did it with fire. Once he understood the Ratzon Hashem, Lech lecha me'artzecha, Hashem said, go, leave. He ran. Every mitzvah that Hashem told him, he ran. He did it with desire. He didn't stall. He didn't wait. Like you said, he was zealous. The question is, what happens when it's not so clear what Ratzon Hashem is? It's not so clear what Hashem wants of you. So what do you do then? If your inspiration, if your actions of mitzvot are only solely based on the inspiration of when you feel Hashem with you and you feel that Hashem wants you to do this, what happens when you don't feel that? What happens when you don't feel that what you're doing is Ratzon Hashem, what you're doing is what Hashem wants? You're not so sure. Rabotai, that was the nisayon of the Akedah. That was the nisayon, which according to many, was the most difficult nisayon for Avraham. Out of the 10 nisayonot, the 10 tests that he had, it was the most difficult one. Why was it the most difficult one? Because for the other 9 nisayonot, Avraham knew exactly what Hashem wanted of him. It was just physically difficult to go and do it. Jumping into a fiery furnace and not bow down to an idol. He knew that Hashem didn't want him to bow down to an idol. The only problem over here is what? Getting my body into the fiery furnace, into the Kivshan HaEsh. That, piece of cake. I know it's what Hashem wants, I'll do it. But when it came to the Akedah, it was a little more complicated. Why? Because on one hand, Hashem promised Avraham, Ki beYitzchak Ikare L'Chazara. The rest of your offsprings will come out from your child that will be born to you, and his name will be who? Yitzchak. You will have an entire nation come out of this person. And Hashem promised him that your offsprings will go and they will become great in number and great in power, and they will be there until the end of days. That was the guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Abraham. But now he tells him, take that same person that I told you, you will have become a great nation through him, take that same person and go and bring him for a korban. So the Sfat Emet explains, we're not going to be inside, we're very short on time. Sfat Emet explains, that's why Hashem didn't command Avraham to do the Akedah. He asked him. He said, please, Avraham, do this one for me. I'm asking you a personal favor. Please. Kach na et bincha. Please take your son. Please. He never said please to Avraham. It was always a command. Over here, all of a sudden, he said please. Why is he please? He says, Avraham, if you don't do this mitzvah, you won't get punished in Shemaim. I totally understand. I already promised you that a great nation will come out of Yitzchak. I totally understand. I already promised you something. And this that I want you to do right now contradicts my original guarantee. I understand if you don't want to do it. But please do it. So Avraham Avinu is posed with a big nisayon over here. What does Hashem want from me? On one hand, he says, my children, the Bnei Yisrael, will come out from Yitzchak. On the other hand, he's telling me, take Yitzchak and go kill him. And he didn't have that dvekut with him. Because that ratzon, that will of Hashem, it wasn't fully there. He didn't feel it fully there. Despite that, what did Avraham Avinu do? He said, you know what? I still believe this is what Hashem wants from me. Because he told me, take my son. And I'm going to do it. And he went to go do it. Satan of the Sfat Emet says, this was the greatest nisayon. Usually Avraham revealed the Ratzon Hashem and then everything made sense. But here it didn't make any sense. Hashem promised Avraham, you'll be great through Yitzchak. This was Avraham Avinu doing the mitzvah without Vekut. Without the inspiration. This was Avraham Avinu doing Hashem's will. Without that feeling of Vekut, without that feeling, that drive. That motivation. He said, you know what, I don't have that motivation, I don't have that inspiration, but you know what? Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. He got up and he went to go do it early in the morning. With the same motivation. He created that own motivation within himself. So, the big lesson from Avraham is that yes, ideally, you should do every single mitzvah with dvekut, with fire. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocks on your door sometimes, and he visits you and he says, I'm here, go and do this mitzvah. And you feel him, and you feel his presence with the mitzvah. However, sometimes Hashem says, I'm going to take a little vacation, and I'm leaving you for a little bit. And he wants to see how a person's going to act when he leaves him, when he takes and he removes that presence from him, like Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. He didn't feel Hashem's presence with him when he went to go do the Akedah. That's why it was so difficult for him. Yet despite that, Hashem said no. Avraham said no. Vayashkem Avraham Aboker, he got up and he went to go do it. He says, this is what Hashem wants of me, I'm going to do it. Sorry? I know. Which is one more minute. You need to leave.
I'm already late, so it doesn't matter.
So, Rabotai, back to the Zohar Kadosh. Avraham Avinu greeted the three people who were who? Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. What does that mean? So the aspects of the midot of Avraham, the midot of Yitzchak, the midot of Yaakov, now Avraham Avinu possessed. Why? What's the midah of Avraham? Ahava. Ahava, love, doing a mitzvah with a burning desire. That's the midah of Avraham. Chesed, ahava. So Avraham Avinu experienced, he displayed that when he asked Hashem to stay with him and have that presence with him wherever he went. Yitzchak is the midah of Gevurah. The midah of Gevurah is fighting, overcoming your Yetzer Hara. Sometimes a person doesn't have that inspiration to do the mitzvah and Yetzer Hara is trying to get him. And he removes that inspiration for him. Avraham Avinu displayed that aspect, that midah of Yitzchak also, when he went to go do the Akedah. And Yaakov is the proper balance, the midah of Tiferet, the proper balance between Ahava and Yira, between Chesed and Gevurah, between Avraham and Yitzchak. It's the proper balance. A person in life has to know when to display that Ahava, that love, that fire, when doing a mitzvah. But when that fire does not exist, when Hashem removes that from him, when Hashem removes the Shekhinah from him, a person has to then put into effect the midah of Yitzhak, the midah of Gevurah. Then now I'm not going to be working based on fire anymore. I'm going to be working based on discipline. And this is what I have to do, and this is what I'm going to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakeh us, that we should have this midah of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov at all times with us. Bezat Hashem.